Welcome back to the Deep Dive. It is January 26, 2026, and today we're tackling what feels like the single biggest conversation happening in healthcare right now. And I don't say that lightly.
No, it really is the main event. If you're in this industry, this is the air you're breathing.
We're talking about the CMS interoperability framework. Now, if you work in health tech or, hospital administration, this is your entire world. But honestly, even if you're just a patient who is absolutely sick of filling out the same clipboard every single time you see a new specialist, this is huge news.
There you go.
The government has basically put down a blueprint and said, "We are done waiting. It's time to modernize."
That's really the headline. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, they've released this. Well, it's a voluntary blueprint
For now.
for now.
Yeah.
And the goal is ambitious. They want to create CMS-aligned networks by the first quarter of this year.
Yeah.
The mandate is basically make data flow, make it
Right.
free, make it secure, and, make it transparent.
Which sounds fantastic on paper. Finally, right. I mean, my bank app talks to my investment app, but my dermatologist can't talk to my dentist.
Right.
But, and there is a massive but here. While CMS is laying down the law for how we share files, the actual technology on the ground has just, I mean, it's sprinted past the rule book.
You're talking about the explosion of artificial intelligence.
I am. We aren't just sending PDFs anymore. We are living in a world of AI scribes listening to our appointments, diagnostic bots reading our scans.
LLM summarizing our entire history.
Exactly. And the question we're exploring today is a tough one. How do you manage all that sci-fi tech using rules that were essentially written for basic file sharing?
It's the classic problem of the map not matching the territory. The map says turn left at the barn, but the territory is now a super highway with autonomous vehicles.
All right. So to help us navigate this, we aren't just looking at the CMS framework in a vacuum. We are looking at a really fascinating analysis document prepared by Transformative IP. They have a platform called PQC plus A, and specifically, we're digging into their modules, Smart Compliance and Smart InfoSecure.
What's so compelling about this analysis is the stance they take. They argue that we can't just aim to meet the CMS standards. That's setting the bar way too low.
Just checking the box isn't enough.
Not for AI, no. If you want to handle AI safely, you have to obliterate the ceiling. So we're going to look at how PQC Plus claims to do exactly that, specifically with AI governance and something called post-quantum security.
Post-quantum, that sounds intense.
It is intense.
It's like something out of a Marvel movie.
Yeah, but as we'll see, it's probably the most necessary thing we'll talk about today.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before we get into the quantum physics and the robots, let's ground ourselves. What exactly is this CMS interoperability framework?
So think of it as a master blueprint for a modern health data network. It's technically voluntary right now, but the pressure to adopt it is incredibly high.
Money usually follows these things.
Money and accreditation, exactly. The framework is organized around five core categories.
Okay, walk us through them.
First, patient access. This is about empowerment. Can you, as a patient, get your data on whatever app you choose?
Not the hospital's clunky portal, but my own app.
Your own third-party app. Second is provider access. Does your doctor have your full treatment history, or are they, flying blind because the data is stuck in another system?
That seems like the absolute baseline. I mean, if my doctor doesn't know what meds I'm on, that's just dangerous. What's next?
Third is data availability and standards. This gets a little technical, but it's crucial. It's about adhering to USCDI V3 standards.
USCDI V3. What's
Yeah.
that?
It's the United States core data for interoperability. Basically, it's the dictionary.
Got it.
Make sure that when one computer says blood pressure, the other computer knows exactly what that means. Fourth is network connectivity and transparency. Who's in the network? And finally, identity, security, and trust.
I notice in the source material they explicitly mention kill the clipboard initiatives.
Yes, that's a direct quote. Kill the clipboard. They want to end that manual intake process where you're scribbling your grandmother's maiden name on a piece of paper for the 10th time.
Thank goodness.
And they're also pushing for high security logins, specifically IL02 and AAL2 credentials.
Okay, hold on, stop there. IAL2 and AAL2, what does that actually look like for me when I log in?
It stands for Identity Assurance Level and Authenticator Assurance Level. In plain English, think mobile driver's licenses and passkeys.
So, like Face ID biometrics.
Exactly. It means proving you are who you say you are with a really high degree of certainty without remembering 15 different passwords that you end up writing on a sticky note anyway.
Which, yeah, defeats the whole purpose. And there's a deadline, right? This isn't a someday wish list.
There's a hard line in the sand, July 4th, 2026. By that date, Networks need to have fully functional FHIR APIs.
FHIR being the standard for exchanging health information.
Correct. Fast healthcare interoperability resources.
Okay, so this all sounds great. Standardized, secure, patient first. It sounds like the problem is solved. So why did Transformative IP write this whole analysis? Where's the gap?
Because the framework is robust for data, but it has these critical blind spots when it comes to AI. The analysis identifies what they call the elephant in the room.
Which is?
The rules just don't account for how AI actually works. The rules assume humans are moving files around. They don't account for machines thinking about those files. Let's start with the biggest one, consent.
Okay.
Traditional consent in healthcare is designed for, you know, treatment, payment, and operations.
Right. Can I send your x-ray to the specialist?
Exactly. But it was never designed to answer questions like, can this x-ray be used to train a large language model? Or is a human even reviewing this diagnosis, or is it fully automated?
Wow. That's a massive distinction. I might trust my doctor with my data. That doesn't mean I want my data teaching a bot how to be a doctor for someone else.
Or a bot owned by some tech giant I don't trust.
Right.
And the CMS framework simply says preferences must be shared. It doesn't mandate that really granular level of AI consent. Then there's the second gap, monitoring.
This is about model drift, right? I've heard this term.
It's a huge issue.
Yeah.
An AI model isn't like a static piece of software. It learns, it changes.
So it could be accurate today, but biased next month.
Precisely. Maybe the patient demographics changed and the model wasn't trained for that new group. The CMS framework asks for audit logs who access the data, but it doesn't ask for continuous model monitoring.
So you could be compliant with the law, but using an AI that has slowly gone off the rails and nobody even notices.
That is exactly the risk.
And what about the workflow for doctors? I know they're burning out. More tech usually makes that worse.
That's gap number three, the problem of plenty. Too many apps. If you just add a bunch of AI tools that don't talk to the main electronic health record, you're just fragmenting the doctor's day even more.
Okay, and the last one, the one that keeps security people up at night.
The security gap, the quantum threat. The CMS framework requires HITRIREST certification, which is good. It protects against current threats.
But not future ones.
It totally ignores the Harvest Now, Decrypt Later threat.
Harvest Now, Decrypt Later. It sounds like a horror movie title.
It's a very real strategy. Hackers steal encrypted data today, data they can't read yet, and they just store it. They're waiting.
Waiting for quantum computers to become powerful enough to break today's encryption.
And when that happens, all that secure health data becomes an open book.
And since health data needs to stay private for decades, basically your whole life.
Yeah.
That's a ticking time bomb.
Exactly. You can't get a new genetic history.
Yeah.
So that's the landscape, a good framework from CMS, but it has holes. Now, let's look at how PQC Plus aims to fill them.
Okay, let's start on the patient side. The CMS rule is patient access. How does PQC Plus handle that differently?
Well, to meet the standard, they have Smart Open Health, native apps for iOS and Android. Gives you full access.
Baseline.
The baseline. And Smart Interoperability, which lets you connect other third-party apps. That gets them a passing grade.
But the document says they exceed the requirement. How?
This brings us back to that consent gap.
Mm-hmm.
PQC Plus has a module called Smart Compliance. And inside that is something called the AI Compliance Gateway.
An AI Compliance Gateway. Is that like a firewall for AI?
Think of it more like a highly intelligent border checkpoint for your data. It uses something called the Model Context Protocol, or MCP.
Okay.
Before any data is sent to an AI, this gateway checks your specific consent settings.
So it's not just a blanket yes or no.
No, it's incredibly granular. You could say yes to an AI that helps your doctor look for drug interactions, but no to your data being used to train a third-party LLM.
And the system actually enforces that. It's not just a policy written down somewhere.
It's enforced technically and automatically. It doesn't just block the data. It can handle masking and anonymization on the fly. And here's where it gets really smart. It's jurisdiction aware.
What does that mean?
It knows if you're in a state with specific protections for, say, reproductive health or substance use, and it applies those laws before the AI ever sees a bite of information.
That is a huge leap from just sharing preferences. Now, there was one feature in that exceeds category that really caught my eye. It wasn't about health data at all. It was about banking.
Yes. The APL banking integration.
Mm.
This is fascinating. PQC Plus actually bridges healthcare and financial data.
Why would I want my bank involved in my colonoscopy? That sounds complicated.
I get that. But it's about the friction of payment. We've all dealt with the nightmare of billing, explanations of benefits, separate portals.
Paper bills arriving 3 months later.
Exactly. This integration links merchant processing directly with health records. It's about managing your health and the cost of that health in one secure place.
That actually makes a lot of sense. It treats you like a whole person. Okay, let's move to the doctors. We talked about the workflow gap. How does this fix the issue of AI scribes just dumping text everywhere?
This is a really practical solution. CMS says documents need to be machine readable. PQC Plus uses a tool called Smart Non-Structure to Structure.
That is a bit of a tongue twister.
It is, but it describes the function perfectly. A lot of AI scribes just generate a wall of text.
Right, unstructured notes.
This tool uses AI to take that messy input, extract the actual clinical concepts, and convert them into structured FHIR resources.
So it turns a paragraph into actual data points the computer can file correctly?
Exactly. It solves that downstream problem where data gets stuck.
Oh.
And here's the kicker on the timeline. CMS says networks need FHIR APIs by July 2026. PQC Plus is operational today.
So they're effectively saying, why wait?
Right. They aren't building toward the deadline. They're already past it.
All right, we have to talk about security. This is where the PQC in PQC Plus comes from, right? This harvest now, decrypt later threat.
It is. PQC stands for post-quantum cryptography.
So CMS asks for HITrust. What does PQC Plus offer that's so different?
They offer a module called Smart InfoSecure. And this implements cryptography certified under NIST FIPS 203, 204, and 205.
Can you translate those numbers for us?
So this is the new federal standards. Yep. They are the cutting-edge algorithms designed specifically to withstand a quantum computer attack.
And does this have official backing in healthcare?
The source material notes, it holds the only FDA authority to operate an ATO in healthcare for this type of solution.
That's a big deal.
A very big deal. It means the FDA has looked at this and said, yes, this is valid.
So how does it work differently? I think of encryption as a lock and a key.
This is where it gets really interesting. In traditional security, you encrypt the data, and then you have a separate system, a guard, that checks if someone has permission.
Okay.
PQC Plus uses a method where the access control is embedded into the cryptographic key itself.
Whoa, wait, explain that.
Imagine a safe. Usually a guard checks your ID and gives you the key. If you steal the key, you open the safe. With this system, the key itself is smart. You literally cannot decrypt the data unless you satisfy the access rules that are part of the key.
So even if a hacker steals the data without being the right person at the right time in the right place, it's just digital gibberish.
It's just gibberish. And because it's post-quantum, even a future supercomputer couldn't brute force its way in. It neutralizes the harvest now, decrypt later strategy completely.
That is a fundamental shift. It's not just a stronger lock. It's a totally different kind of lock.
It is. And for an industry that is the number one target for cyber attacks, it's a shift that is long overdue.
Okay, let's hit the final category. Network transparency. CMS wants a provider directory, but PQC Plus talks about an AI formulary. What is that?
I love this concept. You know how hospitals have a drug formulary? A link to approved medications.
Sure. You can't just prescribe anything. It has to be on the list.
PQC Plus applies that exact logic to AI. Health systems can maintain an AI formulary, an approved list of AI vendors and uses. And the platform technically enforces it.
That's smart. It stops what they call shadow IT, people just signing up for random tools without realizing they're leaking data.
Exactly. And combined with their smart dashboard, it offers centralized monitoring. They aren't just reporting metrics for CMS. They are monitoring for that model drift we talked about. They are monitoring connectivity across 99% of providers in the U.S.
The source also mentioned something about care gaps and a data lake. This felt like a shift from reactive to proactive.
Right. The CMS requirement is about queries, asking, did this patient get their test? It's reactive.
Checking a box after the fact.
PQC Plus uses something called Smart Data Lake to be proactive. It identifies the missing test before a query is even made and pushes that insight to the provider.
So instead of a report card at the end of the year, it's helping you study for the test while you're taking it?
Perfect analogy. It's operational intelligence, not just reporting.
So bringing this all together, we have the CMS framework, the map, and we have PQC Plus the vehicle.
The vehicle that's actually built for the terrain we're driving on today, not the terrain from 5 years ago.
Really seems like the core difference here is between checking a box and actually solving the problem.
It is the difference between compliance and governance. Compliance is asking, did we meet the 26 criteria? And according to the document, PQC Plus hits 100% of them.
Okay.
But governance is asking, are we actually managing this technology safely? And PQC Plus addresses all five of those AI-specific gaps we found.
And in a world where AI is evolving faster than any government regulation ever could, that distinction, it matters.
It matters immensely. Mm. We are building the infrastructure for the next 30 years of healthcare. If we build it just to pass a test in 2026, we've already failed. We have to be building for the threats of 2030 and 2040.
It's a lot to think about, especially that security piece.
And that's the thought I want to leave everyone with. We focused heavily on harvest now, decrypt later. Just think about that. If your medical records have to remain private for decades, and we know quantum computers are coming, are current compliant networks actually securing anything at all? Or are they just packaging your data up in a nice little gift box for future hackers?
That is a terrifying thought to end on.
But a necessary one.
Yeah.
PQC Plus suggests that for anyone not using post-quantum cryptography, the answer is unfortunately the latter.
On that cheerful note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. It's clear that while the CMS framework is a great start, the real work and the real protection lies in the technology we choose to implement it.
Absolutely. The standards set the floor, but technology like this sets the ceiling.
Thanks for listening. Stay curious, stay informed, and maybe go check your privacy settings. We'll see you next time.